You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Carl Bates.
Welcome back to The Wire. On Saturday, tens of thousands of people rallied in Auckland calling for the government to sanction Israel for their actions and violence in Gaza. While politicians across the spectrum have responded to the protests with a mix of support and disapproval, the New Zealand government is not expected to announce their official decision on the recognition of a Palestinian state until a General Assembly in New York next week. Following the government's announcement to get rid of NCEA in favour of a new system, Education Minister Erica Stanford has revealed numerous subjects to join the senior school curriculum, which will include the incorporation of generative AI. As well, finally, the New Zealand Herald published information last week pertaining to MP Carl Bates' failure to disclose 25 properties to Parliament against what has been argued as a breach of public trust. I spoke with National MP Carl Bates about all of these topics, starting with the pro-Palestine rally. At least 20,000 people rallied in Auckland on Saturday, calling for the government to impose sanctions on Israel. How will the government be responding to the demands of people urging them to address the genocide in Gaza?
It's been 23 months of fighting between Israel and Hamas, and it's resulted in the utter devastation of Gaza. We're absolutely appalled by what we're seeing. We've consistently called on both sides to respect international law, and that includes the protection of civilians, vital infrastructure, such as hospitals. The best course of action now is the immediate resumption of humanitarian assistance and for both parties to engage with the regional actors to restore a ceasefire.
Yesterday we had ACT Party MP Simon Court on The Wire, and he said that protesters should not have been proud of their participation in the demonstration, saying that it aligned indirectly with the actions of terrorist group Hamas. Do you agree with his position on this issue?
Look, we will always respect people's right to protest. It is quite rightly a basic tenet of our democracy here in New Zealand. And I think that that's the perspective, certainly, we would always take is, as I say, respecting that right to protest.
On to my next topic. Education Minister Erica Stanford announced a few new high school subjects through which digital literacy and generative AI skills are expected to be integrated. Can you explain the hoped benefits of some of this new content and how information will be developed to recognise the nuances of AI innovation?
Isn't it awesome that we're seeing subjects being considered for our schooling system, particularly our secondary schooling system, that include the likes of digital systems, machine learning, cybersecurity, digital ethics, all really important to the future, certainly issues that we're dealing with right now. And so that's all part of rolling out a future-focused secondary school subjects collection, I suppose you would call it, that provides students with more choice, more opportunities, and ultimately the skills they will need to use in order to succeed beyond school.
Is there a forum for the public or for tech industry experts to consult on these changes to ensure that education on digital systems and AI especially can keep pace with rapid changes in the sector?
That's a really good question. The subjects, as I understand it, will be phased in from 2028, with draft subjects being released in Term 1, 2026, for feedback and for familiarisation. And so that'll be an opportunity for feedback early next year.
I was also surprised to read that journalism will be one of the new subjects introduced for secondary schools. Given the recent changes in defunding that we've seen across the media landscape in New Zealand, how will the government seek to ensure the security of this field for young people?
So I remember doing some journalism work when I was at school, and it's great to see it as one of the new subjects that will be included along with media and communications. And I think in this day and age, all of those are recognised as important and things that are used by many people when they leave school. How different media outlets work and operate is a question for them. I think there are great papers, and certainly there are some in my own electorate, including a recently opened one, the Southern Star, that seem to have business models that are really successful in the current environment. So question for those different media companies, I think.
My final topic for you today, I read a piece in the New Zealand Herald about your properties in Family Trust. They're claiming that you've put your 25 houses into a family trust to avoid declaring them to constituents. How would you defend your actions as an MP?
So upon becoming a Member of Parliament, I met with the Registrar of Pecuniary Interests in advance of filing my return to ensure that I would be declaring everything required of me, and that's what I did.
How would you respond to Integrity Institute Director Bryce Edwards' assertion that your failure to declare these property interests could have a negative impact on public trust in political processes?
So I've followed the advice that I received from the Registrar, as I said, and I think the question he has is one for the Standing Orders Committee as it looks at these matters in the future.
That was the National Party's Carl Bates on the March for Humanity, new subjects at secondary schools, and Bates property declarations.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Carl Bates.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.